Okay, here we are. Podcast number 797. I always pick that number, don't know why. I am sat looking out to Lake Huakatipu with two very lovely ladies on this Friday afternoon. Do you want to explain who you are? Who you are, what you do?
I'm Ray.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are heading up the Creative Cows initiative, basically, to bring Commission Street up to Cow Lane.
Yeah. Okay, so let's give a little bit of context to Cow Lane. So when I came here 12 years ago, Ferg Burger started in Cow Lane. Everybody knows about Ferg Burger, so I don't have to explain about that. And then it moved. And then it just became, it was always to me known as like the lane that kind of you wandered through drunk on a Friday night at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And there was nothing ever going on. And it was ripe for something to happen down there. So there's so many laneways in Queenstown that aren't utilised. Mm-hmm. And why you two? What was this? Was this a conversation one night?
It was over time, like being here at work and looking down, we had a great view of Cow Lane. So we have talked about it for a long time. And then one night we decided, let's just do it. Let's put the feelers out. And then the ball kind of started rolling and everyone said yes that we spoke to. And we had so much support and the council got behind us. And then it just kind of snowballed and we're here.
So what's the process for something like that? You have an idea, and then what?
So we had the idea. We knew we'd need council and downtown Queenstown support for something like this because it is essentially changing something right in the middle of town. So we went to downtown Queenstown and QRDC first to talk to them and see what they thought. And as Ray said, both groups and the tenants and landlords who we talked to down the lane first before we did anything were super supportive. So we knew we'd have the support there to go ahead with it.
Yeah.
And then it's the fun administrative side of getting resource consent.
That we all love.
Which takes a while.
Takes a while.
Yeah. And it's just a bit of paperwork, a bit of time. But now we have that and we have it for essentially the whole lane pending sign off from the landlord and tenants of each building prior to art being installed. So in essence, we could do the whole lane, but money-wise, we will try and do a piece at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have you got an idea of what you want that to look like?
Yes, essentially more an art gallery than graffiti, I suppose.
Yep.
And each building will have a different artist, so we're just hoping it will be quite eclectic, a broad variety of things, sort of something for everyone.
Yeah.
Bright. It's obviously a bit of a
dull,
scungy. Gonna try a nice word.
Come
for,
on,
nice word
nice.
For scungy.
It's scungy. Get it out there.
So something bright, something that'll just clean it up, freshen it up a bit. Something interesting for tourists and locals alike.
Yep.
To take photos in front of, walk down, appreciate. There are great examples, New Zealand wide, worldwide.
Yep.
So similar to what people would have seen a lot overseas and outside of Queenstown before.
Because we know places like Melbourne do it really well. I just went and did the art walk in Dunedin, which is, if you ever go and do it, because Victoria, the lady who runs that, is just incredible. She gives the best hugs in the world. but also people like, I've got a friend who does some stuff around Wellington, and often they do things like, they literally open a space up and they don't set any rules.
Yeah.
And they just see what happens. So what you tend to get is people, like they've had people who started tennis matches in the middle of the laneway. They've had people who just started doing magic for kids. They've had people who start music. They've had, I think they have some rules around it. Like, I don't think they can have, you can't have buskers, but you can literally do anything for that space of time that they've got open. And it is incredible what people create in the space. It's really exciting.
Yeah, so well done. Yeah, no, it is exciting. It'll be good to get the first piece up. We're kind of getting submissions from artists at the moment, and it's giving us a better idea of... We were trying to sit with someone local for the first piece.
Yep.
It's giving us a better idea of how many artists are experienced around here.
Yes.
You know, but there's more than we expected. We've had heaps of inquiry.
So. I think that's the thing whenever I get... I get lots of people who say to me, who email me and say, I'm coming to Queenstown. We want to know about what locals do. We want to know, you know, it's got this kind of image of there's just chuck yourself off a mountain in a bungee type thing. And I'm like, there's so many layers to this place. Like, there's so much creative that's going on. You just got to dig a little bit deeper to find it. And then all these people kind of pop up. Do you want people to submit stuff to you? Are you still open for that idea?
Yeah, we are. We've got a process at the moment for one building in particular that the submissions close on the 25th of May.
Okay.
But we're open to people getting in touch with us from now till the lane is complete, really. Mm. We've got a Facebook page, Creative Cows QT.
Yep.
That's probably the easiest place to get in touch with us.
Yeah. Yeah, so the first piece, the first wall we've chosen is the wall which has Betty's liquor downstairs, bungalow upstairs.
Yep.
It's the most visible from Camp Street.
Yep.
And so we have that campaign, expression of interest campaign for that closing, as Ray said, on the 25th.
Yeah.
And then we'll work with a panel to decide on, select a few artists that we can then give to the tenants who will have the ultimate sign off then on what's going on in their building. And then we anticipate from that, because there'll be so many other amazing artists that we get in. So then what we might do is, with their permission, be able to then pass their submissions on to other landlords and tenants down the lane.
Yeah.
And then so if a certain landlord or tenant's like, I love them, then we can just make it work between those parties and try to get the next pieces up at a pretty good speed.
Okay.
We can work it that way.
Yeah. I was going to say, have you got a time frame around?
No, it's kind of an organic process, I think. We'll get the first one up and then we'll just... It's money, you know, each piece can cost between $150 and $5,000, so it's a big, so it depends on what artists we get and funding and things like that.
No, it's exciting, it's really exciting, because when you start to think about it, the amount of opportunities there are, there's that, you know, the little lane that's down off, oh my god, 12 years and I still get those two streets mixed up, the mall, and you go down and you've got Bardo, there's a massive big wall above Bardo that's got nothing on it. And I've always thought there needs to be something. It's a huge canvas.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, there's another one down by Earnshaw Park as well. Massive, just plain concrete.
Yeah, there's like noticing more spots.
Yeah.
We're going to create a million jobs for you then.
We need to do more resource consent. Stick to the
start that now. Start that now. All right, so people can find you on your Facebook page, which is
Creative Cows QT.
And that's the best way to get in touch with you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say so. We've also got an email address, creativecowsqt@gmail.com.
Awesome. And when will we start maybe to see something?
Well, it depends, pending whoever's chosen for this first piece, if they're ready to go in June, depending on things like weather for some artists as well.
Yeah.
If they're ready to go in June, they can slap it up in June, I'd say, hopefully.
Yeah.
So from June onwards, June would be the earliest. June would be ideal.
We're having a quiz night in a couple of weeks and we want to raise some serious cash, so then we've got a good pot of money
to offer
an artist to get into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So it's all coming together.
Well done.
Yeah, and we've had amazing support for our quiz night. It's next Friday and so many local businesses have given us vouchers and donations towards that, which makes our lives so much easier, because then we can have an auction on the night and get a bit of cash from that.
So that's Friday the
18th.
At where?
Supper rooms at the Memorial Hall.
At what time?
6:30, but it's sold
out,
actually.
Woo!
It's
high in demand.
Don't go!
It
won't be allowed in. But you can still give money, people.
You can.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Get in touch with them.
We're thinking about doing maybe like a coin trail or something like that down the lane.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're still looking for fundraising ideas. So, any great ideas, get in touch.
Amazing. All right, well, we'll do some quick fire, because we always do quick fire.
Really?
And he's just coughing on the floor as he goes. All right, so I'm going to give you an option of two things, and you both just say it at the same time. So, macadamia or walnut?
Macadamia.
Love it. Sea or mountains?
Mountains.
Run or bike?
Bike. Neither.
Love it. One album, if you had to listen to for the rest of your life?
Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys.
We don't get on.
That's hard.
I'll listen to it on record.
Come on, mate. Can't think about it too long.
Oh, I don't know. Pass. No. Sorry.
One it's famous really... person you'd have dinner with, alive or dead? Colin Firth.
Oh.
Come on, Richard Darcy.
One famous person I'd have dinner with. Oh, God. Nadine, sorry.
The Queen.
No.
You'd be rubbish on a
question. I know.
We're moving on, people. We're moving on. Favourite city for street art?
Oh,
Melbourne.
Wellington.
Ooh, nice. Apple or orange?
Apple.
Orange.
Books or music?
Books. Music.
Last music gig you went to?
Alanis Morissette.
Dunno.
Nice. And the next place that you want to go on holiday?
Oh, Canada. Never been.
Thailand.
Nice. Well, thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you.